Do you find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, the prospect of more mandates, lockdowns, inflation, and the list goes on? There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. We need to stick together now more than ever. And there's been one company willing to stand with you since 2012, Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer nationwide coverage using the same towers as all the major carriers. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget and discounts for veteran and first responder heroes and multi-line accounts. They are 100% U.S.-based, providing exceptional customer service. Most importantly, Patriot Mobile shares our values and supports organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, first responders, and veterans. Use the code CHOSEN for free activation. Call 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Call today. Use the code CHOSEN, patriotmobile.com/chosen.
There's an old Chinese saying my ancestors learned before the Communist Party took over our country. The family is the essential unit of human society. And that you must have honor and defend your family. But it's not always easy to do.
When the regime gives the order, you have to kill.
My heart was pounding. I felt my body bouncing and twisting on the floor. They put numbers on our shoulders, then separated us into rows of even and odd numbers. I was number 9. My brother, he is still in prison. And my sister, she was sent to a labor camp without a trial. But there's one piece of evidence they haven't been able to destroy yet. I left everything behind. If I can't expose what they did to us, then all of our suffering would be for nothing.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And joining me here shortly will be Michael Austin, Project 21 Black Leadership Network, and we'll be talking about this bishop. He is the dean at Cambridge, and he has made a claim that the that Jesus was transgender, which is just really pretty outrageous. It's just really pretty crazy. This comes from an interview that Michael did on Newsmax. And let me give you this little piece right here, and then Michael will join us to talk about it.
Get this, claiming that Jesus Christ could have been transgender. Among the proofs offered was the idea that Christ's side wound during the crucifixion makes him appear physically feminine. The dean responded to critics saying the claim that Christ was transgender was legitimate. This sort of thing, I'm guessing.
So there you go. All right. Joining me now is Michael Austin. Michael, welcome. Good to have you.
Glad to be here. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So this dean at Cambridge has made the claim that he thinks, based on some pictures, and we've watched this kind of stuff before. There was the film that came out that tried to portray that there was some kind of relationship between John and Jesus because of the way that Michelangelo painted the portrait and of John leaning on Jesus's shoulder. They portrayed it that Jesus was a homosexual. I mean, this kind of perverted concept and these kinds of statements by the woke left are not really that brand new, I don't think.
No, unfortunately, they're not. It's that time old tale of revisionist history. It's looking at either historical events or biblical events and looking at it with a political lens. It's no different than, you know, pulling down Christopher Columbus statues because, you know, they don't think he was a nice person, or going after our founding fathers because they had slaves, even though almost everybody had slaves at the time. It's once again this temptation for individuals to try to appease the woke left because they think it'll get them something, you know, here on earth. But as we all know, that's not the truth, and we're going farther and farther away from it.
What do you think are the implications? Because obviously there's more behind this. To just simply suggest that, you know, that Jesus was transgendered. Transgender, obviously, at this point, has to be viewed as the next big woke agenda, right? You know, we've transitioned now through the same-sex union situation, and now the respect for marriage codifies that. So now we've moved on to, we're going to start mutilating little girls, you know, in their early teens, and dropping hormone therapy on 8-year-olds. Are they using this thought process, do you think, of suggesting Jesus was transgendered to try to get the church to embrace this in the same way they move to get the church to embrace the sodomite union thing?
I most certainly think so. I think it's, once again, it's making the outrageous statement, but saying it often enough that it now becomes the new normal. So once it becomes that new normal, it's the new base. You can go on to the next outrageous statement. But unfortunately, that means we're creeping along a dangerous path here. And, you know, churches and pastors and ministers need to be careful, because, you know, there's the temptation of, you know, I want to bring more people into the church. Maybe I should talk about what everybody's talking about, or maybe I should try to compromise my message. But unfortunately, we're seeing some churches start to compromise their principles. And I think that's exactly what we're seeing with this talk about Jesus being transgender.
You know, it's interesting. I had Vince Ellison on, I believe it was on Monday, and he's got a new documentary coming out entitled Will You Go to Hell With Me? And this is really, you know, at the crux of what he's talking about is, in particular, when it comes to black churches and the African-American vote going towards Democrats, and it's the Democratic Party that is pushing these kinds of radical concepts.
I agree. And let me backtrack a little bit here. I don't think there's anything wrong with a church mobilizing its congregation to be more politically involved, or to be more electorally involved, you know, getting out the vote. I think that's a fine position for the church to take. My problem, of course, is when it follows the political line so much that it deviates from biblical teachings or biblical principles. For example, so with this Jesus being transgender stuff, there's no reasonable way to take from scripture that Jesus was transgender. Only woke revisionists who can take a reading of the Bible, ignore 2,000 years of church history, and just say it doesn't count, are the only ones who are doing this. So yeah. It's just another attempt to deconstruct moral and biblical authority by using today's political controversies. And that's what these churches need to be aware of.
Well, I think the same thing could be held true when it comes to the issue of, homosexuality. I mean, in Matthew 22, Jesus very clearly says, you know, he talks about a man leaving his family and clinging to his wife. He expresses that this is what he sees as the proper union, the proper marriage, the tradition. And in fact, he opened up his ministry, right, in Canaan at what? A wedding. And it wasn't a wedding between two guys. This was a wedding, a traditional Jewish wedding between a man and a woman. So Christ's position when it comes to marriage is very clear. And the same thing, I believe, Scripture talks about abortion. The Bible clearly talks about that we're not supposed to kill the babies. And there's very serious consequences for those that are engaged in that practice.
You know, it just goes to show that when you go to the Bible, there is only one truth, and that is God's will. That is the Lord's will. And we folks here on earth might seem tempted to bend God's will to our own, but that is not how it works. It's the opposite. We are supposed to bend to his will. And so those who I think are trying to, you know, force Jesus into this political transgender vessel or use the Bible to talk about same-sex marriage, you know, they're not preaching a universal truth. They are counting on the secular left, you know, all for the sake of their own pride.
Well, and I think, you know, even I had Malcolm and his wife, Simone Collins, on the program last week talking about the pragmatic pieces that are associated with this. And I think that's something that is oftentimes overlooked, Michael, is that God's laws and God's plans and God's desires for us, number one, they're always good. Number two, they're always backed by love. And number three, they're actually the best way to do this. We have everybody talks about we have an overpopulation in the world today. The reality is, if you actually break down the statistics, we're underpopulated. We are literally moving in the other direction. Man is becoming extinct by culture, you know, whether it's the numbers. I mean, China is going backwards for the first time in decades. They are going backwards. We're not repopulating here in the United States sufficiently to be able to have the numbers that we're going to have. Every group around the world is depopulating. And you know, when you start promoting things like homosexual unions, those don't create life.
No, and it's not just, you know, same-sex marriage. It's also, you know, the fact that we don't promote marriage in general. You know, people are getting married at later years in their life, if at all. Not only that, but we're having, of course, more babies out of wedlock as opposed to, you know, having children after marriage. You know, another one could be, just the whole, you know, quality and aspect of life. We've become more, you know, promiscuous as a society. You know, the Balenciaga fashion stuff, where now it's starting to dance with pedophilia. I mean, it's sickening. There are so many different signs in our culture and society that we are just pivoting away from the Lord, and we're just pivoting away from biblical teachings, and of course falling more into that temptation and more towards the devil. And I think, unfortunately, you know, this Jesus being transgender stuff is an unfortunate sign that it has even infiltrated the church.
Well, you know, you talking about the deviance and things that are going on. Revolver is a news aggregate site. There's a lot of great stories. I had the founder of Revolver on the program a couple of times the last couple of weeks, and there's a story on there about the Dances with Wolves actor, the young man who played Smiles a lot was the Indian Aryan name that was given to him. Well, he has been arrested for sex crimes as a cult leader with five wives, and multiple counts of you know, abuse of children. And I only bring it up just to validate your point of, you know, the degeneracy that has become so much a part of the culture that we live in. I'm trying to think of what the there's a really popular I think it's Euphoria. Is that
a television show? I think.
Yeah.
Is that what you're referring to?
Yes. Yes. Something along that line. And it's, you know, it's become a very popular program, and it supposedly is depicting a lot of the way that a lot of high school parties and so on and so forth. And from the critiques that have come out, the critical acclaim that it gets is that it is following very much in line with a lot of what our young people are being exposed to in schools. And again, this goes back to the pragmatic side of it. And when you start marching out things like Jesus is a transgender, the only purpose for that kind of an agenda is to try to justify what you're doing behind that. The mutilation, the hormone therapy, all of the things that the trans movement is doing right now to our kids in school. And we'll be back to talk more about how do we fight back. That's the key. What do we do in order to turn the tide? We'll be back with more on that with Michael Austin, Project 21 Black Leadership Network, right after this break.
Here's an important message from the Diabetes Solution Center. Diabetics understand all too well the pain of pricking your fingers. But now, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can immediately reduce your pain. It's easy to use and helps you make more accurate diabetes treatment decisions. If you are testing your blood sugar four or more times daily, injecting insulin three or more times daily, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetes Solution Center right now to learn about this groundbreaking new CGM technology. And if you have Medicare, you can get a new CGM at little to no out-of-pocket cost. Shipping is free, and we'll even bill your insurance company for you. If you are testing your blood sugar four or more times daily, injecting insulin three or more times daily, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetes Solution Center right now to learn how you can get your own continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, at little to no out-of-pocket cost.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use, or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Are you or someone you love struggling with an addiction to drugs or alcohol and want to be set free from the chains of addiction? Then call Addiction Helpline America right now to get the help you need. From drug and alcohol addiction to dual diagnosis treatment, we provide a confidential helpline to help people like you get sober and live happy, substance-free lives. With one call, you can be on the phone with addiction specialists across the country who will guide you on the next steps to find the freedom and healing you desperately need. Call Addiction Helpline America at the number below. We provide a confidential helpline to help people like you get sober and live happy, substance-free lives. One phone call today can change your life forever. Don't wait another minute for that right moment to be set free. Take that bold step and call Addiction Helpline America at the number below, or visit www.addictionhelplineamerica.com.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Now, more than ever, all U.S. veterans need your help. If you have an old car, truck, or van, you can donate it today and help them. And they'll come pick it up for free. Plus, the money raised helps our nation's disabled veterans and their families. Call the number on your screen right now. Within a few days, we'll come and tow it away for free, running or not. And the proceeds greatly help U.S. veterans. So please call right now.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. And my special guest, Michael Austin, Project 21 Black Leadership Network. So we started out talking about this woke dean at Cambridge, and it wasn't as though he just made a flippant comment about, oh, Jesus is a transgender. I mean, he did this, and then he literally tried to argue the point. Like, it wasn't like, well, he said it, and then he's like, well, I was, you know, just kind of hypothesizing. He said it, and then he doubled down on it and was like, no, let me tell you why I think that's the truth. That, I think, is the thing that's the most unnerving about these kinds of radical statements to me.
I think you're exactly right. I think what that shows, right, is that this was driven by pride. You know, this was not testing the waters and seeing what goes out there. No. He knew what he wanted to do, and he knew he wanted to argue it, and he wanted to get on TV so that people could see it and maybe he could increase the congregation. Right. It has nothing to do about professing biblical principles. It has nothing to do with just sticking to the facts. This is just not true. It was all about trying to appease the woke left. But instead of compromising his message, he ultimately compromised his principle. And I think it goes back to speaking to the level of degeneracy that we see in our society today, where we are just shifting away from the Lord's principles and we're falling into the trap set by the devil.
Do you think it's also because I hear what you're saying relative to trying to pander to try to increase your numbers or pander to a particular group of individuals? But isn't it also about setting policy and tone? In other words, they're seeing out in just regular people, just regular parents that are showing up at school board meetings, talking about things like CRT and so on, but also talking about this sexual perversion, this push towards pornography, and this push towards transgender and sex change. The National Sex Education curriculum or guidelines, if you will, suggests that at 8 years of age, they're supposed to be teaching masturbation and the positives of taking hormones to change your sex at 8 years of age. So you've got regular parents now out in the world that because of shutdowns and what have you, have read this stuff now and are saying, no. And now you've got this highly educated Cambridge University, prestigious, high level, high brow, you know, place. And you've got the dean who's coming out and suggesting, oh no, folks, you really shouldn't push back against this because didn't you know Jesus is transgender? Does that make sense to you?
No, it doesn't. Well, it makes sense if you think of it this way.
Yeah.
Evil is closing in the walls.
Right.
Right. Evil is surrounding us. It's cutting off the escape routes. It's giving parents no true worldly solution. You know, I think parents right now are taking their kids out of these schools because they don't like what their kids are being taught at such a young age. They don't like this, as I said, this revisionist history, this critical race theory. Heck, they might be pulling their kids out because they don't like how these test scores are continuing to underperform.
Sure.
But normally, you know, the solution to that would, let's say, take them to a private school or a religious school of some sort. And, you know, then you have statements from this Cambridge dean, which unfortunately is suggesting that that's being infiltrated as well. Now, of course, parents will naturally push more towards homeschool, and I think that's a great option. And, you know, I think we as an electorate need to make sure parents do have those options for their kids. But I think goes back to my original point, you know, evil has to announce itself. It can't be subtle. It has to be in your face, and it dares you to do something about it. And, you know, ultimately, we all know that this world, unfortunately, is going to get a lot worse than it's going to get better until we see the return of the Savior. But I do think that there are some options like school choice, like pushing back on what we know is evil, that can most certainly help push back that tide.
You know, I agree with you wholeheartedly, Michael. We had on our program Lee Broughtons, who is the founder of Christian Classics, which is classical Christian homeschooling, and you know, she's been doing this for years, and talking about the importance of parents and the affordability, the options of doing it. She also talked about the dangers of the ESAs as far as making sure that the government doesn't get involved, because that's another thing we're seeing. Whether you're a private school or whether you're homeschool, there are blue states where the government is saying, well, sure, we'll give you, you know, tax credits, money, what have you, but then we're going to come in and tell you what the curriculum is that you're going to use for your kid. And that's where that's where the rubber's hitting the road. That's the whole issue, is, man, we sure don't want that. Appreciate, as we're fighting this big fight, I think education, right, is so critically important. We have got to rescue this next generation and take back our education system. Michael, thank you so much for being with me today. I greatly appreciate it.
Well, it's always great to be on. I hope to be back soon.
Absolutely. All right. Dick Morris is on next with Rick Manning as my co-host. We'll be talking about AT&T, and they just canceled Newsmax on Dish. So cancellation number two. Time to make a change. Patriot Mobile is a great way to make that change. Back with more on that right after this brief break.
Are you or someone you love struggling with an addiction to drugs or alcohol and want to be set free from the chains of addiction? Then call Addiction Helpline America right now to get the help you need. From drug and alcohol addiction to dual diagnosis treatment, we provide a confidential helpline to help people like you get sober and live happy, substance-free lives. With one call, you can be on the phone with addiction specialists across the country who will guide you on the next steps to find the freedom and healing you desperately need. Call Addiction Helpline America at the number below. We provide a confidential helpline to help people like you get sober and live happy, substance-free lives. One phone call today can change your life forever. Don't wait another minute for that right moment to be set free. Take that bold step and call Addiction Helpline America at the number below, or visit www.addictionhelplineamerica.com.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner for over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product called Ultrashot. This is a healthy alternative to the other heavily caffeinated energy drinks out on the market today, available at cgrwellness.com. Ultrashot has four powerful blends to wake up your senses. 1 ounce of Ultrashot, about 6 hours of clean energy for me with no jitters or crash at the end. Ultrashot has 7 different B vitamins in its formula that work synergistically with each other. The mineral chromium, manganese, and vanadium are specifically selected for its support, cellular energy, and healthy blood sugar levels. UltraShot also contains exotic herbal. UltraShot's available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. When I'm driving, I've got another 3 hours to go to get to my destination. I reach for an UltraShot. Thanks to UltraShot, I keep my focus and stay safe on the road. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Enter coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout to receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Here's an important message from the Diabetes Solution Center. Diabetics understand all too well the pain of pricking your fingers. But now, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can immediately reduce your pain. It's easy to use and helps you make more accurate diabetes treatment decisions. If you are testing your blood sugar 4 or more times daily, injecting insulin 3 or more times daily, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetes Solution Center right now to learn about this groundbreaking new CGM technology. And if you have Medicare, you can get a new CGM at little to no out-of-pocket cost. Shipping is free, and we'll even bill your insurance company for you. If you are testing your blood sugar 4 or more times daily, injecting insulin 3 or more times daily, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetes Solution Center right now to learn how you can get your own continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, at little to no out-of-pocket cost.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports 4 areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
Hey, folks, Pastor Greg here. Apologize, having some minor technical difficulties with the Zoom call. So hopefully Mr. Morris will be on with us here in a minute. Let's see. There we go. Okay. All right, there we go. So yeah, just I'm working on a Zoom issue. There's Mr. Manning. He is with us, and let me see if I can. Oh, very good. There we go. Thank you, Christian, for checking things out and letting me know that there was an issue going on. I greatly appreciate it, brother. So appreciative of that. Thank you very much. It's always great to get messages from viewers and listeners saying, hey, man, there's a problem with your broadcast, or, you know, what have you, or we love it. I like getting those too, or I don't like it. And I like getting those too, because, hey, you know what? Constructive criticism is always a good thing, as long as it's constructive. All right. Looking for Mr. Dick Morris. He should be with me shortly. Let me try. Let's see.
While you're doing that,
yes. We're going to talk about ATT.
I'll talk a little bit here. Go ahead. Yeah, folks, one of the things that while Pastor Greg is trying to get Dick Morris on the line, some really cool stuff happened yesterday. I think it's instructive for how the Congress House is going to run. Those of us who pay close attention would notice that it took about 6 hours for the Republicans to be able to actually get enough Republicans on the floor to be able to pass the rule. This might seem like a failure in leadership, but it's actually an exercise in leadership by Kevin McCarthy. Reason is Nancy Pelosi, with a 6-vote majority, had a tremendous advantage. The Democrats all gave Pelosi their proxies, which never has been allowed before, but it was a rule that was set up for the COVID emergency. So Nancy Pelosi had all of their votes literally in her pocket. So they didn't have to be on the House floor. Kevin McCarthy said during the new rules that we're not doing that anymore. We're not going to allow that to occur. And so they brought up a rule, the rule for a bill, which is a separate thing that governs how each bill is going to be heard. And they had to round up the 220 votes to get it passed and get people on the floor. And it was you have one member who, House Republican member, who's in the hospital because of a serious car accident. You have others who might be ill. And so this is going to be an exercise in herding cats in many respects, but it's honest. And ultimately, they did pass a resolution to end the pandemic, the healthcare emergency anyway. That passed the House. Additionally, a piece of legislation that is specifically designed to force federal workers to go back to work and stop hanging out at home and pretending they're working and calling it telework.
When we're looking at this, I want to take a 10,000 foot view for just a minute. You know, one of the things that the Freedom Caucus, Matt Gaetz, I know Matt Gaetz gets a lot of credit for this, but Chip Roy was a big part of holding the line on this as well. And you know, he did a lot of the talking and took a lot of the heat. Gaetz now gets a lot of the glamour, and I'm not taking anything away from Matt, but Chip was in the middle of this. I was texting with Chip through that whole process. They got these rules in place. There were some real serious concerns that even if they got to that point, and even after that, you get the rules in place, but is McCarthy really going to hold the line? So far, from a 10,000 perspective, and these particular intricate bills that you're talking about kind of prove the point, McCarthy has paid attention to what those guys were trying to get him to do. And from a grassroots perspective, at the moment, we have to be, I don't know, maybe a little happy.
Yeah, I will tell you, I'm impressed by what Kevin McCarthy's done. This is, once again, it's a very hard job. And he's got to hold people together who don't necessarily agree on everything. And it's going to be a war internally to get to 218 on virtually everything. But he has so far navigated that. And the most admirable thing is he hasn't taken the easy way out on anything. Now, we've got a lot of big, obviously, a vast majority of the pathway ahead of us. But you have to set a pattern of how you're going to work. And I think they're working through some growing pains, but so far, Kevin McCarthy's done nothing but an extraordinary job.
We want also, I would think, we want to put some spotlight on what it meant to not hold the Senate, right? So, I mean, some of this is going to be realizing that, yes, we're going to pass some things in the House that are going to get stuck at the Senate and not make it to the president's desk. But in essence, really, that kind of is okay, because the goal in that is to show how out of step. I mean, You look at Schumer right now, right? I mean, he's potentially in trouble in California, which I think is no, it's not. Is it Schumer? Am I saying that right? Am I
Schumer's
right?
In New York.
Okay, no, the well, maybe he's in trouble. Maybe Schumer's in trouble in New York. But what isn't there a guy in is it Schiff?
Well, Schiff is leaving. He's running for. He's not running for re-election in the House. He's going to run for the Senate.
Right, but he's in trouble. Okay. If I saw a headline correctly, he might have some issues.
Yeah, Adam Schiff is not going to win the Democrat nomination for in California. The Democrat electorate doesn't line up right for him, and he's. I think he needs to figure out a book deal or. You know, go be on MSNBC or something. You know, if the Department of Homeland Security with their misinformation, malinformation department actually were honest, Adam Schiff would be automatically censored because he's proven to be nothing but mis and malinformation for the past 4 years.
Yeah, no doubt. No, he's not. Okay.
To get to what you were talking about on the Senate side and why it matters in terms of the Senate, yes, the Republicans and House are going to pass some legislation. The Senate is not going to like it and aren't going to pass it, and that's normal. But where this is going to get interesting is if they're on things like the debt ceiling, the Republicans in the House insist on cuts, and the Senate says, no, we're not going to cut anything. Then, you know, there's going to be irreconcilable differences, and the Senate will have to decide, do they want a debt ceiling passed, a debt ceiling increase passed? You know, ironically, the media will say, oh, the Republicans are holding it hostage, and they'll use all this hostage language. Bottom line is the American people think the government is too big and cuts are needed, and the Senate and the Biden administration are the ones who are out of touch on that. And it is the House Republicans, as they move forward, as Kevin McCarthy meets with President Biden today to talk about cuts that need to be made, there's going to be a real discussion and argument in this country about the size and scope of government. And that is important. It's important for the future of our country. And we might not have that same argument if the Republicans were in charge of the Senate, certainly if they had 60. That argument between the White House and between the Republicans. In this case, it's going to be a five vote majority House having that argument with both the Senate and the President. And thank goodness they're there.
Well, it is. That's where the fight's going to be. All right, we got to take a quick break. Hopefully, when we get back, we'll be able to figure out what's going on with Mr. Morris and get him back in for our final 10 minutes. Back with more right after this.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
People don't like to get stuck. Stuck in traffic, stuck in the mud, stuck at work, and two others you probably don't think much about. Stuck with a big medical bill or stuck with a healthcare program that doesn't fit who you are. Experience true medical freedom with Share Healthcare. More affordable, more options, user-friendly, and biblically sound. You can join right now. Explore a new way to show you care with Share Healthcare. Join us today at sharehealthcare.com. Sharehealthcare.com.
My passion is the fight for freedom.
My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Now, more than ever, all U.S. veterans need your help. If you have an old car, truck, or van, you can donate it today and help them. And they'll come pick it up for free. Plus, the money raised helps our nation's disabled veterans and their families. Call the number on your screen right now. Within a few days, we'll come and tow it away for free, running or not. And the proceeds greatly help U.S. veterans. So please call right now.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product's called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code Chosen Gin Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Here's a great way to save money on your credit card bills. If you have three or more credit cards and you're way behind on the payments, we can show you a way to make one payment, pay less, and have zero debt. Much faster than just making the minimum payments. Trust me, this is a proven way to reduce your credit card bills and be debt-free. Please call our special credit card debt hotline number now. We always promise you a free consultation.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, and you're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. Get more at ChosenGenerationRadio.com. That's Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. And I'm glad to be able to tell you we're able to connect with Mr. Dick Morris and joining our co-host Rick Manning. Gentlemen, welcome. It's good to have you with us. Let's get right into to the topic at hand, and part of it has to do with this meeting that is happening now between the Speaker of the House and Joe Biden to determine how they're going to work out this budget situation. Dick, your thoughts?
Well, these negotiations are a sham and a pretext. There should be no negotiations at all, but the Republicans should simply pass an extension of the debt limit that cuts a dollar of spending for each dollar of additional debt limit. And the goal of the negotiations is to obfuscate that point and try to bury it in minutia. There's some speculation of a clean debt limit extension. All debt limit extensions are clean. It means we don't stop borrowing. And we'll continue to rack up the national debt for a period of time until the extension runs out, and then we go through the same process again. It's only by using the debt limit to make a fundamental change in our fiscal policy and the way our nation spends money that we're going to be able to deal with this problem. And I believe that the House Republicans have got to be firm on this point. The other point is that they're trying to convince the American people that there's a big threat of default, which is absolutely not true. There's more than enough tax revenue, not borrowing money, to pay off all the debts we have, and to pay for Social Security and Medicare and Medicaid without borrowing a penny. And it's only this fear that the Democrats are using to try to mobilize people in favor of the debt limit.
Rick, question?
Dick, thanks for being on. Just wanted to ask you specifically, you would recommend then that the Republicans in the House very rapidly bring up a debt ceiling increase with real cuts involved and force the Democrats to respond to that. We know that they can wait until the middle of the summer before it's really a crisis. But
I think the Republicans should pass a bill now saying that this debt limit will only be increased if for each dollar of debt limit increase, there is a dollar of discretionary spending cut.
This is really similar. I think that, Rick, you talked about this on the program a few weeks ago on one of our Monday interviews. There is a bill that has to do with the 1% cuts and the $400 million initial cut and then 1% cut after that plus something similar to what Dick's talking about.
Yeah, there's lots of ways to get to where we need to be, but the fact of the matter is we have $6.25 trillion budget deficit. Budget spending amount we spent, $1.25 trillion budget deficit. But Dick, yes, there are lots of ways to get there. Dick, practically one of the things I think the Republicans are maybe making a mistake on is they're talking about how the debt ceiling doesn't really become a problem until much later, and they're putting off dealing with it until then. And I think this is an important tactic because it allows us to have a public discussion for a long period of time about how big the government should be and how much the spending cut should be. And the public's with us. Do you agree that the public's with us on that point?
Of course they are. And by setting an artificial deadline, be it next week or 6 months from now, we're admitting that we have to raise the debt limit in order to avoid default. And that is fundamentally not true.
Right, because the revenue that's coming in from the taxes is quite sufficient to
75 cents of every dollar we spend is tax revenue. That's more than enough to cover everything we're talking about. Guys, I appreciate the opportunity to talk about the debt limit, but at the moment I'm preoccupied by a more basic issue, which is that Newsmax television, the network, has been censored off the air by DirecTV and ATV. And the reason I'm particularly upset about that, other than the fact that I appear on Newsmax all the time, is that I'm working closely with President Trump. And this is not something against conservatives or against Republicans. This is a hit directed directly at Donald Trump because the Newsmax is the only network that covers Trump rally speeches and or anything about Trump. Fox hardly mentions him. If they do, it's critical. And this is vital to electing Trump president. And this intervention by DirecTV and ATT, which came the week Trump launches his campaign with rallies in South Carolina and New Hampshire, is simply an attempt to muzzle Donald Trump and stop him from running, just like impeachment was, just like the second impeachment was, just like the talk about January 6th was, just like the Russia hoax was, just like the litany of threatening to invite him to be taking classified documents was. These are simply a series of events which Democrats are using to try to stop voters from supporting Donald Trump. And I want to urge people to please pick up your telephone right now and call DirecTV and ATT and say you're going to pull the plug. You're not going to subscribe to them. You're going to go somewhere else for your TV coverage and you'll go to some other firm for your cell phone coverage. It would be okay if I give out the number.
100%. Absolutely.
Okay. For DirecTV, the phone number is, and we've had over 100,000 phone calls over the plug. It's having a hell of an impact. DirecTV's number is 877-763-9762. That's 877-763-9762. 877-763-9762. And to paraphrase Jerry Lewis on telephones, operators are standing by. And for AT&T, the number is 888-833-2338. That's 888-833-2338. In the past, censorship has been orchestrated by the government. And when they do that, we have recourse to the courts and to Congress. But when it's privatized, contracted out to two private companies, we can't do that. The only leverage we have is the marketplace to pull the plug and to cost them enough subscribers so that they back off this act of censorship. And we're well on the way to doing that. We need your phone call and we need your participation.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, and that's one of the reasons that, you know, we encourage folks to make the switch over to Patriot Mobile, Dick, because of this exact situation, you know, to support a company that supports our values.
So important.
Yeah.
Pastor, I want to commend you for having Rick on as a co-host. I didn't realize you were doing that. It's terrific. And it's so important that Rick have a platform, because he really is the go-to guy on the debt limit. When I have questions about it and I have technical financial issues I want to raise or constitutional issues, he's the guy I go to. And I'm so delighted that you're giving his listeners access to his views.
Well, thank you, Dick. I appreciate having Rick. He's on with me twice a week. He's on as my guest when we start every Monday, and then he co-hosts with me here on Wednesdays.
Thank you, Dick, for those kind words. I'm blushing a little.
All right, we got to jump. Okay. Dick, thank you so much for taking time to be with me. We'll get you back. And folks, I'll be giving out the number, hour number two straight ahead, but I'll be giving those phone numbers out over the course of the next hour. And I really encourage you, you can hit them hard by making a switch to Patriot Mobile today. Use the code CHOSEN and you'll get free activation. That again is PatriotMobile.com/chosen or 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. I'll be back. Hour number two coming straight up. Rick, always a pleasure to see you, my friend.
Take care, buddy. We'll catch you on Monday.
You got it. All right, I'll be back. Hour number two straight ahead. Fake news with Newsbusters coming up. We're going to expose it right here. Hi, this is Pastor Greg, and you're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. Get more at ChosenGenerationRadio.com. That's Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glass.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Sexual predators and comprehensive sex education both break down inhibitions. That's what they start with. They also gain trust with the child and then slowly start to get them towards sexual activity.
Anything goes. You are teaching children adult child sex. You're teaching transgender issues. And, you know, children are moldable and influenced by that.
They said, okay, now we need you and your team to be able to explain what homosexuality is to a four-year-old student.
To introduce this kind of material at that age, frankly, it's child abuse.
You're going to teach our children that it's okay for any two children of any age, of any sex, to have sexual intercourse with each other as long as two components are present. One's using a condom and they both give consent. Did I hear that correctly?
It's not a neutral venue. There's no such thing. Okay, the schools are doing your job. They are discipling your children, but they're not discipling them in the faith of Jesus Christ.
It's only the exceptional child that even survives that system. Most do not survive, most have not survived.
They believe that children are sexual from birth and that they deserve and have the right to be sexually active and to seek sexual pleasure.
And if anyone is stopping them from that, then you are judging and oppressing them.
Even kindergarten now, they're wanting to teach them more and more perverse information and acts and put that into the children's minds. And once those that poison is in a child's mind, it doesn't leave. They'll always remember what they learned. And it's by design, it's orchestrated.
In my humble opinion, it will be worse before it gets better.